Juliano Mer Hamis was killed this week outside the theater and school he ran in the West Bank. The 52-year-old actor and director was born to an Israeli Jewish mother and a Palestinian Christian father. He used art to teach Israelis and Palestinians about each other and encourage Palestinian resistance through his Freedom Theater in Jenin. Shira Frankel reports.
A school children's play in Jenin is one of the opening scenes in the movie that made Juliano both a political and artistic icon. The movie, called Arna's Children, follows his mother, whom Juliano describes as a controversial figure.
In 1989, my mother started a project in the refugee camp of Jenin. The aim of this project was to educate and support the children of the camp.
That's Juliano as he narrates the film. It's a look at the Freedom Theater in Jenin and its first students in the 1990s. He follows their lives in the ensuing years. Many have died violently, some as fighters or suicide bombers, during the Second Palestinian Intifada, or uprising. The refugee camp in Jenin was the site of some of the heaviest fighting during that conflict, and the base for some of the fiercest militant groups. It was from among their ranks that Juliano and his mother found many of their future thespians. Rabia Tukman was one of them. Turkman says he was persuaded to visit the Freedom Theater and was immediately hooked, although he still considers himself a freedom fighter. Turkman was one of the few students in the school on the day Juliano died. It was Tuesday, just after 5 in the afternoon, when Juliano took his infant son and babysitter and left for home. Just 50 meters outside the theater, Juliano's car came under fire from an assailant wearing a mask. Juliano was killed, but his son and his babysitter were unharmed. Several suspects have been arrested since the shooting, one of them a well-known member of a conservative Islamist group that opposed the theater and tried to burn it down several times. Nabi Al-Rahi, one of the Freedom Theater's directors, says that conservative Muslims were angered that Juliano allowed men and women to appear on stage together, and that students were exposed to what he called progressive ideology, in plays such as Animal Farm.
Yeah, you know, he's a leader. He was opening a space for a new policy bigger than the Freedom Theater itself. Yeah, for a lot of people. It's not a comfortable situation to open-minded.
Nabil says that Juliano often spoke to him about being a martyr for his cause, the expression of arts.
He was always telling me, like, yeah, I want to die, I want to scream, like dying from a bullet in my head. And yeah, we were always joking about that, but I never expected to have him, really, in this bad way, without any mercy.
On Thursday of this week, friends and family of Juliano organized an open day at the Freedom Theater. It was the day after Juliano was buried alongside his mother in the Kibbutz Ramot Menashe Cemetery in Israel. Rabia Turkman says that no one will officially replace Juliano at the theater, but he says it will stay open.
My idea now, Juliano, he teach me, and I won't teach another children for art revolution, for a freedom fighter.
After Thursday's ceremony in Jenin, the mourners marched through the twisting alleyways of the refugee camp. They played his favorite songs from a car speaker, songs about a Palestinian state, about peace, and about art. It was what Juliano would have wanted, they said. One last chance to reach out to the community. For NPR News, I'm Shira Frankel.
This is NPR.